I want to speak about the mind as the place where we learn to think like God thinks. Matthew 16 and verse 23. Matthew 16 verse 23. Jesus turned around and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you're setting your mind. You're not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's." Is it possible for a born-again believer to set his mind on man's interests and not God's interests? There's ample scope for that. There's plenty of examples of that all around us and in our own life. And how serious is that? When my mind has got such a position of importance in my life, it's set on my interest. Now, when we are born into the world, that's how our mind is. Every child, his mind is set on his interests. Whether it's grabbing a toy or wanting something or screaming for something. Right from birth, our mind is set on our own interests. What's most important for me? What's the best thing for me? People join Christian organizations thinking, what can I get for myself here? The pastors change churches thinking, what can I get for myself here? It's Christendom is filled with it. And this is so serious that Jesus said that such people, according to verse 23, are a stumbling block to him. How many of us realize that? That if I don't get my mind renewed, and here's what renewal means. It means to be interested in the thing God's interested in. And not to be interested in the thing that man's interested in. If I don't get on that way of renewal, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a lifelong process. This is what sanctification is all about. To get a sanctified soul, a pure mind. It's a lifelong process. And I have to allow the Holy Spirit to change my way of thinking. And here this verse tells me what to what. From man's interests to God's interests. From my man's way of thinking to God's way of thinking. And if I don't submit to that, if I don't allow the Holy Spirit's willing to do that job. It's His work, as I said. It's not my work. I cannot change my way of thinking. But the Holy Spirit will do it in me, but He will not do it if I don't permit Him. He's such a gentleman that He won't come in anywhere if you don't open the door. But if you permit Him, He'll do a thorough job of cleaning up and throwing away these wrong ways of thinking and making us think like God thinks, have our mind set on God's interests. Then our service for God is effective. Then we understand the way God works, God's ways. Otherwise, we're only interested in God's actions. In Psalm 103, verse 7, it says that Israel could see God's actions, but Moses understood God's ways. There's a vast difference between Moses and Israel. Everybody saw the miracles. You know, the manna coming every day, the rock being split open, water coming out, the Red Sea being split open, and the healing through the bronze serpent, and many, many things. Moses also saw it. But Moses saw something more than what all the other Israelites saw. He saw beyond what the Israelites saw because he met God face to face. He was one of those, you know, New Covenant people living in Old Testament times. Just like we have multitudes of Old Covenant people living in New Covenant times today. Moses was one of those rare people who somehow got through the veil and lived before God, as it were. He saw Him face to face. He understood God's ways. And this is our privilege. Many people are taken up with God's actions. They are excited. And they hear, oh, God did this over here, and God did this over there, and they're always waiting to give a testimony about what God did in my life, and this answer to this prayer. And it's all good. But I want to tell you there's something better to understand God's ways, to understand His way of thinking. You see, that's the difference between a child and an adult. A child is interested in what's daddy brought for me from his trip. Are there any chocolates in the suitcase? The things that he can get, things that dad does for him, gets him a new bicycle or something like that. But a mature son who is in partnership with his dad in the business is not interested in chocolates and bicycles. He's trying to understand, how does my dad run this business? I mean, he's run it so efficiently. And here I'm going to take over from him. I want to understand his way of thinking. And that's the person who's going to be a really useful son in the business. It's the same with God. If you want to join God, the Father, in the business He's doing on the earth today, and you're just taken up with His actions, you won't be a very effective servant. You've got to get beyond the actions to understand His ways. Why does He do it like that? Why didn't He do that? And there is where our mind comes in. Submit to the Holy Spirit. There will still be many, many things which we cannot explain. And we must be humble enough to acknowledge, I don't know the answer to that. And as we progress and mature more and more, we'll understand a little more. But there will still be many things, even at the end of life, that we can't fully explain. But that doesn't matter. We are to progress in understanding God's ways. Otherwise, as we read in this verse, we are a stumbling block. It's a very serious word. I mean, none of us wants to be a stumbling block to God, at least. Okay, if we don't do anything, at least let me not be a stumbling block. But if I get into God's work, as all of you are doing, and you don't understand God's ways, do you know that you can be a stumbling block? Then it's far better that you are out of the way. Don't hinder other people who are doing God's work. It's terrible. And there's a lot of it going on in Christian work today. People are trying to do God's work, and they haven't understood God's ways, and they are messing up God's work. I see plenty of it in India. In fact, most of what's called Christian work in India, I don't believe it's done the way God wants it to be done. And that's why it's such a pathetic testimony that we have, not only in India, in the United States, everywhere else too. The nations of the world have not, many people in the world have not rejected Christ. They have rejected the Christ they have seen projected by Christendom. And very often that's not the real Christ. I don't believe India has rejected Christ. Not at all. I believe a lot of people in India have rejected the Christ they have seen projected by Christians and Christendom, which is not the real Christ. And that's because a lot of people in Christian work haven't understood God's ways. They haven't allowed the Holy Spirit to renew their way of thinking. And therefore they're a stumbling block. And not only a stumbling block, the other word he used was even stronger. Matthew 16:23, he said it's satanic. Get behind me, Satan. The only two places Jesus ever said that. One was when he directly met Satan in the wilderness, Matthew 4. And the other is when Satan came through Peter, saying something which sounded so compassionate and good. What is the context here? When Jesus said that he had to go to the cross, Peter said, no. Lord, I'll never allow you to go to the cross. You're not supposed to suffer. And Jesus said, that was Satan. A voice that said, you don't have to suffer if you're a Christian. You don't have to take up the cross. You can do God's will without taking up the cross. Can you believe that that's the voice of Satan? So, it's quite a job, you know, to understand God's ways. And it's very easy if we submit to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will show us. What does He show us? We read in 2 Corinthians 3:18 that the Holy Spirit shows us Jesus. And we use our mind as we read the Scriptures. And the Holy Spirit shows us how Jesus lived, the principles by which Jesus lived. And we understand that and say, Lord, those are the principles by which I'm going to live. Those are the principles by which I'm going to serve. It doesn't matter if all the rest of Christendom is not interested in that. That doesn't interest me one bit. How many of us would have the courage to go a certain way which you see Jesus is the way Jesus would choose in your situation, even if everybody around you that you know is going another way? If you're not willing to take a stand for in a situation like that, we can't really serve God. That's what I see here. There was not a single one of those disciples who understood the way of the cross that Jesus chose. He knew that it was the way the Father wanted him to go. And he was determined to go. It says he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Not one of his disciples understood it. But he was determined to go. To set our mind on God's interests, to think like he thinks, to look at people and circumstances and everything on earth the way he does. To set our mind on God's interests.